Thank the Lord this morning for His love to us. Thank the Lord for each one that's able to be out to serve us this morning. Trust the Lord has been real to each of you this last week. I am thankful today to be a child of God. And that's what the Lord has given me a message to share with you this morning. I'd like to begin in the book of John in chapter 1. Chapter 1 of John, we'll begin reading with verse 9. It was speaking of the coming of Christ. And it said, "That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Scripture teaches us here, it said that Jesus came unto His own. And He was speaking specifically, again, of the Jewish people. Those had been God's chosen people in the Old Testament. And Jesus came for all people, but the Jews did not accept Him as a people. Now, there were some Jews that did, but as a nation, as a people, they rejected Christ. And we still live in a time people are still rejecting Christ. There are many people today that are refusing to accept Him not only as the Son of God, but as their Savior and as the Lord of their life. But the joy of it is, it said here, "To as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God." To those that open up their hearts, to those that will accept Christ and believe in Him as the Son of God and as their Savior, it said He gave them power to become the sons of God or the daughters of God. He gave us power to become children of God this morning. And to be a child of God supersedes any other privilege that this life holds. We can all have it. We could have a wonderful heritage. We could come from a lot of wealth. We could come from a family that has a lot of prestige and name recognition. We could come from a family of great high intellect and great accomplishment. But there is no greater privilege than to be a child of God. And you young people and children this morning, there is no greater privilege that you have than to be a child of God today. And it does not matter our socioeconomic status. It doesn't matter what our heritage is, what our background is. But if you are a child of God this morning, you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And He has given you power to become His child. I am not ashamed of my heritage this morning. I appreciate the heritage that I have. I appreciate where I was raised. I appreciate the pastor that I had. I appreciate the church that I grew up in. I appreciate the congregation. I appreciate the church I'm in today because it's God's church. I'm not ashamed of my last name. I'm not ashamed if someone says, "Now, who are your parents?" I'm not ashamed to tell them who my parents are. We are identified by those things, are we not? If you meet someone you don't know and say, "Now, what is your name?" And "Now, who are your parents? And where do you live? Where do you go to church? Where do you work?" Those are things that identify who we are. Where do you go to school? Common questions. And I don't think we need to be ashamed of those things. Although, do you know there are some times we do kind of cringe at some of those answers maybe? There may be some things in our life or some things in our background or maybe someone that is a family member you kind of cringe at to say, "Well, I'm," "yeah, that's my brother or my sister or my mom or my dad, or that's my child, or that's my," you know, because some, maybe because of what they're doing, it kind of causes some shame. But this morning, if you love the Lord, if you are a child of God, you have no need to be ashamed. I would rather come from abject poverty. I would rather not have any intellect. I mean, just down on the low scale of things. I would rather have no education and be a child of God than to have all that this world has to offer.
Because if we accept Christ in our life, we belong to the family of God, and God is our Father. Do you know earthly family can let us down sometimes, and that hurts? Children, spouses, moms, dads, they can let us down sometimes. But God will be there. He will not let us down. He is looking down on us this morning, and He loves us, and I am proud, not in a bad sense of proud. You understand, we're not to be proud of things, but a sense of belonging, that I'm a child of God. As much as even when we sit down and have you gone out to eat and it's time to pray, have any of you children or maybe some of you adults, have you ever kind of looked around to see if anybody was watching before you prayed? Kind of, is anybody looking at me? Do you know what? We don't need to be ashamed this morning, because I'm a child of God. I'm just talking to my Father a little bit. I am not ashamed of what God is in my life today. I'm not ashamed of the world to know that, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. He gave me power to become a son or a daughter of God. I'm not ashamed this morning. It said, to such as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. God was the one that gave us this privilege to be His child this morning. Now, when God gave me my children, I took what He gave me. And I love them all. But do you know, I really didn't have a choice. And I love you, children. But do you know, God looked down on each one of us this morning, and He saw us with our personality. He saw us with our strengths and our weaknesses. And He said, if you will believe in me, I want you to be my child. That's the beauty of adoption this morning. The Lord loves each and every one of you, and you are His children if you believe in Jesus Christ. And if you have accepted Jesus into your life, I want you to feel the security and the sense of belonging that comes from knowing I'm a child of God. And as you go through life and you face problems, you face yourself, you face the problems of other people in your life, you face physical things and financial problems, I would that you remember this morning, you are a child of God. And He is going to be faithful to you. It said He gave us this power to become a son of God. See, He said it wasn't by the will of the flesh. What He was speaking of there is it wasn't by natural birth. Now you may say, well, where do you go to church? You say, I go to the church of God. Well, just because we come into this building with that name on the door, that does not make us part of God's church. God's church is when we believe and accept Christ into our life, that we have been born again, see? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But in a positive sense, if you have been born again spiritually, you can see the kingdom. You've been brought into the family this morning. You're part of God's people. And said not by the will of man, it's not a natural birth. You can be raised right among some of God's people, but that doesn't make God your Father. You have to make that decision for yourself. You have to come to the place that you say, Lord, would You adopt me? Lord, would You be my Father? I want You in my life. It was not by the will of man. That's talking about man's adoption. In other words, some people go to church and they can get their name written on the church books and say, okay, we accept you as a member in our church. That's the will of man. That's not how we get into the kingdom of God. But it said, but it was of God. It wasn't by the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He was the one that gave us power. So is it something that we earn this morning? There's a couple no's. How many of us here deserve to be children of God? Anybody? Have you ever been faced with your own inadequacies and think, I'm just not doing good enough? You don't deserve it. None of us do. We're not children of God because we deserve it this morning. We're not children of God this morning because we worked enough for it. That I got to a level that I work hard enough, that I'm good enough now in my own merit, that God will be my Father. When we humble our heart and accept Christ into our life, it was His power that enabled us to become a son or a daughter of the King. So this morning, don't trust in your own merits. Don't trust in how good you can be. But trust that, Lord, I believe in You, and I love You, and I've turned from my sin, but Lord, I'm totally dependent on You. And hear the Lord saying, You're one of my children. And I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to enable you. We have been grafted into the heavenly family. We've been grafted. And consider this. Consider the beauty of a sinner. Enslaved, captive to sin, to the addictions and the filth of the world. Get as bad as you want. And have them coming and saying, Lord, would You be my Father? And the Lord forgiving them and giving them the right to sonship and saying, You're one of my children now. Do you know how beautiful that is? What's the song say? Maybe we could sing a verse of it. From the door of an orphanage to the house of a king. You sing it. No longer an outcast, but a new song I sing. From rags unto riches. I'm not worthy. I didn't deserve it. I didn't work for it. I belong because I opened up my heart and Jesus gave me that power to become a son of God. Yes, praise the Lord. Washed in the fountain, been cleansed by His blood. Yes, praise the Lord. First John 3, verse 1, behold what manner of love. Behold, consider and look at how much love the Father, it's not just talking about God way up there now. He's saying, this is my Father. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called, what? The sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. You know how much love the Father had on us? When He looked down and He saw us beggars, He saw us sinful, He saw us unworthy, and He sent His Son to die for us that we could become children of God. Do you know for your lost loved ones today, do you know how much love that God has for them? But what about for you this morning? What about for me? When you're struggling, do you know what kind of love God has on you that He would look down on you in your struggles and say, you're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. Why? Because I'm so good? Because I worked so much? Because this is where I go to church? Or because this is who my family is or my background? No. It's because, Lord, I opened up my heart and Jesus came in. That's what makes me a child of God this morning. What manner of love God has bestowed on us this morning. The Father, we're talking about the One that created the universe. We're talking about the One that created the world. The One that is able to do all things. That's my Dad. Now, you say, Dad, where's this coming from? There's scripture for that. We'll get there in a minute. I want to read another passage to you in 2 Corinthians. My Father is the One that has created the world, I'm not ashamed of him this morning. 2 Corinthians in the 6th chapter in the 17th verse. It said, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." You see, our responsibility as this morning is to turn away from our old life, from our old identity of sin, and the Lord said, "I'll receive you." Turn away from the old ugly things of the world, and He said, "And I will be a father unto you, and you will be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." If you will turn away from the things of this world, the sinful things, don't touch it. Turn away from it. There is in Rome, in ancient Rome, they had a ceremony in Roman society where an adoptive father would take, he'd take this boy, if he was going to adopt a boy, a son, he would take this beggar boy, and there was a ceremony that he would take off all his old clothes and he'd put new clothes on him. And it symbolized that transference from where you used to be to where you are today. Folks, if we want to be children of God today, there is a transference that takes place. I've been born again. I'm not identifying any longer with the sin of the world. But my identity is found now in who my family is. My identity is found in my Father. And I'm His child. Well, there is a place where we, this morning, as He is our Father. Again, I know that earthly fathers can let people down. I know that earthly family can let people down. But you know, our Heavenly Father will never let us down. Our Heavenly Father this morning, He is a protector. He's a provider. He's a counselor. He's ever present with us. He said, "I'll be a father to you." That was a promise to us this morning. And when we have needs in our life, we have a father that we can go to. Do you know, even the best of fathers, if there was the perfect earthly father, and I don't think there's any perfect, now there's some real good ones, and I'm thankful to have had one. But do you know that there's no perfect, because we're all human, right? We're all human. But to be able, and there are times that children feel a hesitation to talk about every single thing they think or feel to their fathers. Children, is that right? Would you just want to tell everything that comes to your mind? You know, there's going to be a little hesitancy sometimes. And I want my children, I want to advocate, and I want to provide an environment for my children that they can talk to me. But yet I know, because I remember, there are some things that sometimes it's easier to talk to someone else sometimes than to those that are closest to you. It's just the way it is. I was talking with someone I do business with 2 weeks ago. And I probably told him more and talked to him more than I have a lot of people that are close to me. Well, I know I did. And I told him that because it was just the close connection wasn't there. And I was able to just talk a little bit. But do you know this morning that the Father, our Heavenly Father, He said, "I'm going to be a father to you," and we don't ever have to be afraid of telling God how we feel. Sometimes people start thinking, "I've got to be so spiritual when I pray." No, prayer is about connecting and about opening up. God knows our heart anyway. And so if we're struggling with something, it's okay to say, "Lord, I'm really struggling here, and I feel like I failed here, or I don't have the grace that I need, or Lord, I'm even ashamed to tell you what I'm thinking about, and Lord, I need some help." This is a father. He said, "I want to be a father to you that I can help you." And He sent His Son Jesus to understand our humanity. We are children of the King this morning. We're children of the One that can help us in every area of our life. He's going to take care of us. What a privilege we have this morning. People come along and say, "Who are you?" I say, "Well, this is my name. I'm Michael Smith." You know who I am this morning? I'm a child of the King. I remember one time someone had introduced, it was actually in congregation, someone was introducing, someone said, "Well, it was, I think, the great grandson of Brother C. E. Orr is who it was." And they were kind of going through that, and I remember him making a comment like, I'm a child of God, or I'm just one of God's children. Because there's no merit in our heritage. It doesn't matter who your parents were. It doesn't change you spiritually based on how long your family's been around God's people. What makes the difference is if you have Jesus in your life. That's what makes you a child of God. It's what makes us part of the family. I'm thankful I've traded my rags for riches this morning. Now let's turn over to Romans in the 8th chapter. You know, I use that term dad or daddy. I don't know what you all call your fathers. But over in Romans in the 8th chapter, let's begin reading with verse 15. It says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified to Him." He said here, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. The devil would like to cause people to think that if you serve God, you're going to be in bondage. We have not received, he said, we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Serving the Lord is what liberates us this morning. Serving the Lord is what gives us freedom today. And it says we have received the spirit of adoption. Again, adoption is a wonderful thing. I think adoption, I can just envision, you can walk through and say, let's see, I'm going to take someone home with me today. Let's see, who do I want to take home with me today? I'm going to adopt someone. Oh, that young man right there. I think out of everybody here, I think I'm going to take him home with me. I choose him. Do you know what? That's what God did with all of us. And we feel so unworthy. We are unworthy. But the spirit of adoption, to know the Lord looked on us right where we are and He said, I want you and I choose you. Can you imagine what it would be to see a king take a beggar boy off the street? Someone that was just begging for bread, didn't have much to eat, in filth, no place to go to sleep, no bed to lay in, and a king coming along and taking that beggar boy into his castle, getting him a bath, giving him new clothes, his own room, bed, his own bed, plenty of food to eat, and not only that, but the king would say, when I die, you have right to the inheritance just like my natural born son. You know that's what the Lord did for us this morning? We are children of the King this morning. We are children of God. What a privilege that is today, to be a child of the King. And He said here, they would cry, whereby He said, we cry, Abba, Father. Abba is, in the Chaldea, it means Father. But it almost is a more intimate word. It's not just Father, it's almost more like Daddy. Whereby we cry, Abba. He was repeating Himself a little bit. But see, servants and slaves would call, sometimes I believe, their master's Father. But they could not call their master Abba. That was something that was more personal and close. And here He's saying, we've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. God wants to be close to us this morning. He wants to be our daddy. He wants to be close to us and walk with us. And the Spirit, it said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Have you ever been going through a difficult time and you just felt, even in all the difficulties, you just felt the consolation and whatever it was inside, and it was the Spirit of God, but it just felt like, God's my Father. You're my child. That's the Spirit of God. He witnesses to us that we're His children. And when we're struggling or when we're going through hard times, remember, we're children of God. And the Spirit is bearing witness of that. And you know, with that witness, there comes authority. I remember my dad worked for the city, and his office was down on the lower level of a city building, and it was at the library, and he worked in the lower level. And so to get down where he worked, the public didn't have access to it. And so I remember as children, I remember you learn both ways how to deal with it. But sometimes as children, we're going to go to dad's office and go see him, and you'd have to go through staff entrances. You'd have to go through areas where other people were working. And you know, if you slinked around like you weren't supposed to be there, someone might stop you if they didn't recognize you. It's like, you're not supposed to be back here. You say, well, my dad is, oh, okay, well, that's fine. But do you know that if you went with confidence, and you just walked through that I belong here, and someone asks you who you are, it's like, what's your problem? Do you know who my dad is? I have a right to be here. Do you know, as children of God this morning, it gives us authority? And sometimes in our battles, it's almost like we're slinking around a little bit. But if we're children of God this morning, we belong. We belong. He's given us authority. And you know, it's not in our own strength this morning. There's an incident in Santa Cruz, California. It was actually at a bar, I believe. But there were two really big guys that were giving him a problem in the bar. And the bouncer in the bar, he was a big guy himself, but he wasn't getting anywhere with these two guys. He wasn't going to mess with them. I think they were like 6'3 or 6'4, and they were big, tough guys, and so they called the police. And this big bouncer guy, he's waiting for the police to come to take care of the problem. And here this woman gets out of the police car. She's 4'11", and there's these big guys, and it's like, oh, great. I needed someone that was big enough to handle it. And she walked up, and she said, is there a problem here? And the guys that were given the problem, they said, no, just get out of here. That thing's fine. And she said, I want you to know, she said, Santa Cruz has put me here to back up the law. And I'm not getting her words exact. She said something to the extent that they've authorized me to enforce the law, and I'm going to do it. Get over here. And they kind of looked at her, and she put her hand on her gun, and she had a badge. And that badge represented authority. That badge and that little 4'11 woman got those two big guys leaned up against the car and knocked their legs apart, and she had them taken care of. She wasn't there in her own strength. She was there because there was an authority behind her. This morning, as children of God, sometimes we feel like we're not even 4'11 sometimes. And we feel our inadequacies, and we look at the big trial and like, how can I do this? We have authority because Jesus is my brother, and God is my Father, and I am a child of the King, and we can go forward with confidence and with the power and authority that God has given to us as His children. I'm a child of the King. And when the devil comes and starts messing with your salvation, I would almost be half tempted to ask for a show of hands, but I'm not going to do it. But I wonder, how many people here has the devil come along and kind of messed with your mind? With your salvation. You're not really saved. You're having this problem here and you're not saved. I'm a child of the King. I love God. I gave my heart to Him. He's living. And yes, I'm growing and I'm having some problems and I'm having some struggles, but that's where my heart is fixed, is on God. And I'm not going to let the devil come along and say, you're not saved. You know how many people have given up because they gave in to that thinking? If you have a big flop in your life, don't give up. You're a child of the King. If that's where your heart is, and God is going to come through for you, you just stay faithful. Folks, I've got a badge right here, and it says, I'm a child of the King. Don't mess with me. You know, it's not spiritual arrogance. We're not talking about, oh, I'm so holy. No, I've got a badge. You come messing with me, you're messing with the King's Son. Ought to have a little respect, shouldn't we? You start messing with one of God's children, you better watch out. But see, do you see where that ought to give us courage to go live life? Where it ought to give us courage to go when we're struggling, when the devil comes along, even if you're facing yourself. Nope, I've got a bad, there's been some authority invested behind me because I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of God. Let's finish this up. He said here, and if children, are we children of God this morning? Two of it. There's three of us, thank the Lord. anymore. I'm a child of the King. So what does it mean for us? Yes, it means comfort and strength. It means someone's looking after my welfare. It means someone knows when I'm struggling and he's there to back me up. And you know what that woman would have done, that little 4'11 woman would have done if they would have started messing with her? All she would have had to have done is push on her walkie-talkie, said, "Officer in trouble," and guess what? That place would have been inundated with her brothers and sisters in law enforcement. So should it be in God's family. Not only is Jesus my brother, but when someone's in trouble, all you have to do is call, and someone or a bunch of people, maybe more than you wanted or needed, they're going to be there to help you out. Why? Because we are bound together because we have a common Father. I'm thankful to be part of the family of God. He said, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." You know what it means to be an heir this morning? It means you have the right to inheritance. One of the children told me the other night after worship, we were talking about in the Bible times, the eldest son was the one that received the inheritance. One of them said, "That's not fair." Well, in our thinking, maybe not, but at that time, that's the way it was. But do you know this morning, there is an inheritance for all of us. If you're a child of God, there's going to come a time, joint heirs with Christ. Oh, there's more scriptures on the subject, but we're going to stop here in a minute. But do you recognize that as Jesus died, what happened? He rose again. You want to be a joint heir? When you die, you also will have a resurrection. And where is Jesus right now? Someone tell me, where is he? He's at the right hand of God. Do you know that because you're a child of God, you are an heir to heaven? You are an heir to that place when we die. I'm not going to stay in the ground, but there's going to be a resurrection. We sing that song, "The Unclouded Day," where there's no more tears, there's no sorrow, there's no disappointments, there's no pain, there's no grief, there's no heartache. Why? Because we're with the Lord. We're heirs this morning. That ought to give us courage through the tears of this life to know that there is a day coming, because I'm a child of God, that I am an heir. And I have a great inheritance waiting for me. Folks, if you belong to Jesus this morning, if you've allowed Him into your life, you are a special person. And I would that you feel secure and know that you belong because you are a child of God, a child of the King. Amen.